My name is Bill Gorman. I'm one of the pastors here. I actually think I know every single one of you, so I didn't know if I needed to introduce myself this morning or not, but just to be safe. It's really good to see each of you. Thanks for being here this morning. And as Paul mentioned in the welcome earlier, this is our 30th anniversary as a church today. This is kind of our birthday here on March 3rd, and we are going to have a lot of fun ways to celebrate all year long across all campuses. It's going to be a really great time of remembering what God has done in the history of our church, as well as looking forward to what He is continuing to do. As many of you know, one of the biggest things happening in the midst of our church life right now is purchasing facilities for downtown and Shawnee Mission. And it's been a long time in coming for both of those. We've been looking for 4 years at Shawnee Mission, for 2 years in downtown. And as we discussed and voted back in December, we believe we found the two spaces for those homes, those permanent homes, those campuses, and we hope to close on those properties in late March for downtown and in mid-April for Shawnee. So things are happening, we're moving, we're getting closer. If you remember back in December, that vote passed overwhelmingly with 98% in favor, which we were so encouraged by that and the unity. And what's more, in the time since that vote back in December, we've received over $500,000 in Reach KC gifts just since December, which is phenomenal. And also, in the 4 months of this fiscal year, we're tracking 4% higher in our giving than we anticipated, which is phenomenal. So thank you so much for your generosity. At our congregational meeting, we voted to enter into two contracts to discern these two buildings and commence a period of due diligence to discern a better picture of what it would cost to build out these spaces and put them to our use. And during this period of due diligence, we've had experts comb those buildings really carefully to find out exactly what needs to be done to bring them up to specifications and code. And during this time, we have also discovered, as is often the case in real estate when you start doing fine-tooth inspections, that there's going to be some additional costs that we weren't aware of when we initially brought this before the congregation. So those costs will not cause us to exceed the amount that we voted on back in December, but wanted to give you an update just on where we're at with those. So with downtown, our early estimates before the building was under contract were just based on walkthroughs with no detail inspection. Once we were able to get under contract and get in there, the costs increased. The major drivers of those costs were really two things. One, a zoning change, moving from it being office space to being zoned as an assembly space for our use, triggered things that causes the price to rise in terms of the build out. Also, there's some hazardous materials that need to be remediated if we're going to occupy it. So those results increased in $750,000 tenant improvement costs over what we had initially estimated there. So during this period of time, we've also just to do our due diligence, looked at other spaces in downtown, as well as talked with another church who did that same work and landed in downtown, just to assess all the options. And we continue to believe that this is the right space, even after looking at some additional spaces, that this is still the right building for us. That's downtown Shawnee Mission campus, or Shawnee campus. We have a longer due diligence period there and are still working towards precise numbers, yet both the architect and the general contractor are suggesting that we probably need to revise our estimates up to around $500,000 more than what we had initially projected. Also, the time in our current Shawnee Mission space has helped us understand better the needs of the campus, and we're also having, the campus is growing, which is really encouraging, but that means we're going to need to build out more of the space in Shawnee initially than we had probably planned. So that's a good thing. We just need to build out more of that space. So please pray as we design this structure with growth in mind, that we would have the wisdom to know what we need to build today so that we don't hamstring growth, as well as plan out the long-term development of that space. So even with this increase, this is still, with Shawnee, such a better option than trying to find a piece of undeveloped land, buying that, then raising a bunch more money to then eventually build. So we do think this is still the best option in Shawnee as well. So with both properties, we're attempting to do as much research and estimating possible costs before the due diligence period. There were just some complexities with that that we didn't expect. So we have much better numbers today. So just to put all that together in sum, our total original estimates for both properties was $5.65 million. And it looks like it's going to be a little bit closer to $6.9 million in terms of the total cost for purchase and build out. And that is definitely a lot of money. And yet our elders, our senior pastors, campus pastors continue to believe that these are the right spaces and that this still is the right time. And we believe that if God is in this, that we it is well within our ability to pay off those things quickly. Again, we're so encouraged by the early giving that we've had toward those projects already and that this will not hamper our mission going forward. In fact, this is our mission. We need homes for these spaces and we long to see God do there what he has done here in Brookside and in other campuses around our city. So we're going to pray. We're also going to give. I know many of you have already done that, but I want to encourage you, if you are able to give and give above and beyond your regular giving toward these projects through ReachKC, to do that. And we'll have opportunities in the coming months to make additional commitments to make that happen. It's going to take all of us together and also a lot of us who aren't here this morning, too, not just us in the room right here today, but it's going to take all of us, our whole church family together. So if you have any questions or just want more information on any of this, we're going to have some staff members, myself and Elder, in the fireside room after the second service for some Q&A. And so we'll get started there about 10 minutes after the second service. And if you have more questions about the process, we'll be there and would love to have more conversation. So I'm so grateful for this church. I'm deeply grateful for how it's changed my life. Since I joined as a freshman in college back in 2001, the work that Christ Community has done in my life. And I'm excited for where God is moving us forward to bring that love and transformation to the lives of others, for those who are not yet here with us. And we get to do it together.